Hey, I'm Tass Mellis, and this is what you need to know in the NBA for Tuesday, January 12th. The first thing you need to know is that the Hornets' LaMelo Ball is the best player in the NBA. With the way the media and fans talk about LaMelo, it feels that way sometimes, doesn't it? It does to me. For a person in the media who is often saying, oh, you know what? This guy can't do this. This guy can't do that. Well, now we're talking about what a guy can do. It's the honeymoon period with LaMelo Ball. I get that, but I am enjoying it. I am basking in it. Take Monday's game against the Knicks, for instance. The biggest thing to come from that game was LaMelo's full court pass to his teammate Gordon Hayward. It was a gorgeous pass. One hand leading him perfectly. Now, the full story is that LaMelo struggled from the floor a little bit. It's going to happen with him. 3 of 13, eight points. But he did a lot of other good things. 14 boards, 7 assists, and he's a joy to watch. This Hornets team, maybe they're not going to win a ton of games, but they're winning right now. They've won 4 in a row. They sit at 6-5. A big part is Gordon Hayward. Although he got paid $120 million, and many people criticized the Hornets for it, myself included, the guy is putting it in the hole. He had 28 points in the first half, 34 for the game. Now, on the other side, the Knicks are struggling to do just that. Julius Randle, RJ Barrett, they're just such tough shot makers that it doesn't come easy for them at times. So that 88 points they put on the board, it's going to happen from time to time. They're missing Alec Burks. They're missing Obi Toppin, a rook that could have gone up against LaMelo Ball in a nice little rookie battle. But I said it last week, I still don't believe they've got enough offense. And the same holds true right now. Will the Knicks score enough? It's going to be a struggle for them. They are 5-6. They're going to have to beat teams like the Charlotte Hornets if they're going to want to make the playoffs. The Charlotte Hornets, 6-5, won 4 in a row. They go play the Dallas Mavericks next. I'm not sure if that's even going to happen. We'll get to that a little bit later. Then they go play a doubleheader with the Toronto Raptors. Ooh, good thing they got LaMelo Ball hurling from the mound. Speaking of those Toronto Raptors, that was another tough loss. Pascal Siakam, 2 nights in a row, had a chance to win the game. 2 nights in a row, the ball rimmed out. Speaking of triple-doubles, Pascal Siakam had it against the Blazers. 22 points, 13 boards, 10 assists. This was a fantastic game, back and forth. Siakam looking good for basically the 5th game in a row. He is feeling it, but the ball just not bouncing the way for the Toronto Raptors against the Portland team that is always a good watch. If you're looking to stay up late, tune into a Blazers game because it's going to be up and down. They allow a lot of points. Their court looks pretty, so it's fun to watch them. They had 3 guys over 20 points in this one, including Melo. A lot of points to the head. Dame had 23, but it was CJ McCollum with a beauty finish to really seal this game. Love Terry Stotts not calling a timeout. Blazers go from one end after a Fred VanVleet miss, under 10 seconds left. No timeout. CJ McCollum behind the back spin. Gorgeous shot to give him 30 points. And then Pascal rimmed out, as I said. Great game from Chris Boucher of the Toronto Raptors. 20 points, 5 threes for him. He's got to get more minutes at the center spot as the Raptors are looking for a center to play with. And let's end this story with a bit of nostalgia. Pascal Siakam with the 27th triple-double in Raptors franchise history. Let's look at the list. Kyle Lowry has more than half of those triple-doubles with 14. Phenomenal. And then some fantastic names rounded out. Damon Stoudemire, Jose Calderon, Marcus Camby, Vince Carter, Mark Jackson, Charles Oakley, Ben Uzo, opa, and Alvin Williams, the Raptor great. Now with Pascal Siakam joining the list, thanks to Blake Murphy of The Athletic for that one. Staying at the bottom of the East, where the Raptors reside, the Washington Wizards. They got a W. They came into a game against the For Real Phoenix Suns, sitting at 2-8. Russell Westbrook is out for a week. Their starting center, Thomas Bryant, out for the season. And that didn't matter against the Suns. This team came to play. They really had a defensive attitude, holding the Suns down to 107 points. Yes, holding the Suns to 107 points. That is an accomplishment in today's NBA, especially for the Washington Wizards. Bradley Beal, smooth and buttery as ever, 34 points. But it was a defensive mentality for the Wizards that really got it done. Robin Lopez, 11-11 in place of Thomas Bryant and doing some things for my fantasy team. Davis Bertans scorching off the bench. What they signed him for, 18 points, all three-pointers coming off the bench for Washington. Sticking at near the bottom of the Eastern Conference, well, it seemed like the Atlanta Hawks were going in that direction. But then they turned that friggin' thing around. They started at 4-1, lost 4 in a row, and now they're back in the win column. Trae Young did not look like himself recently, came into this game with some friggin' swagger. He looked like Trae Young. He looked like he wanted this game, and he looked like he was the leader on this team. He had 26 points to lead the way by far for this team against a banged-up Philadelphia 76ers team. Banged up in terms of injuries. Ben Simmons has a knee injury. Hopefully he's back on Tuesday against the Miami Heat. They needed his energy in this one because it was lacking. Not also injuries, but also contact tracing running rampant throughout the Philadelphia 76ers roster. They're missing a bunch of guys, including Tobias Harris, Shake Milton, and others. Last game before we get to some news, Sacramento took care of the Indiana Pacers in what was a blast of a fourth quarter. Harrison Barnes led the way for the Kings with 30 points. Great call from Mark Jones on the broadcast as Barnes went to the hole. A lot of jelly on that one. It's great to have ESPN broadcaster Mark Jones on the local call. Feels like a national call. Shout out to Canada. The Indiana Pacers had four guys with 20 plus in this one, but still lost because De'Aaron Fox ended this game with a huge dunk and a huge yell. You can hear it on the broadcast loud as day. What does the Fox say? Well, he says, "Ah!" as he seals a win with a dunk. That was incredible. Players of the week. In the East, Jason Tatum. It's got to be the first player to win a Player of the Week honor while also having COVID-19. I'm pretty sure he's the first. Also, the Celtics had a game canceled on Sunday. Still, he gets the honor, and Luka Doncic winning it in the West as the Mavs looking more and more like Luka Doncic's team again. Unfortunately for the Mavs, though, their game was canceled on Monday night because four Mavs reportedly have COVID contact tracing issues throughout the roster. Maxi Kleber, reportedly one of those Mavs that has COVID. Chicago-Boston also canceled. That game supposed to happen on Tuesday night. So they're looking ahead here to Tuesday night. Jason Tatum and Robert Williams have tested positive for the Boston Celtics. So those two games, the third and fourth games, canceled this season. Last thing I wanted to show you is something I've never seen before. The Grizzlies' Kyle Anderson flopping in preparation of a jump ball. What is this? Andre Drummond of the Cavs obviously has never seen anything like it either. This is bloody hilarious. Hopefully it brings a smile to your face. Make sure you check out this clip. Thank you so much for joining me today. I will be back on Wednesday to give you the news as fast as I possibly can. Make sure you check out the full-length No Dunks episode for Tuesday. Talk to you soon.